Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Paige was getting down in here. I was playing some Glorella off the radio, and Paige was doing the...
She knew all the words.
The high and tight. I know. She was rhyming everywhere with
ho. I was going to twerk, but...
Yeah, no. How? Ready? Glow?
But my legs are tired, so no twerking in here. Sorry.
Oh.
Because if I get down, I'm not getting back up.
Hell Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Get down.
Get down. Get down with it. All right. Did you know that more than half of employees feel gift-giving pressure in the office? Do you feel that way?
No.
No. Used to.
Yeah,
anymore.
I remember that.
See, even saying this sounds like whatever, but like I've already got both of your gifts. But that's not to say that you have to give me one back.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it's
not.
Exactly what that means.
See, now he's stressed because he's sniffing.
I'm a stress sniffer.
What did I tell you last year? I said, I know that you're not giving me anything, and that's fine. The only thing you give me is a hard time and a hard on. And
I give him a hard time, and he gives you a hard time.
And Jesus. You don't have to give me anything back. But like I
but
told
really
you last year, I said, you deserve, and I'm not saying this for anybody to hear and or blah, blah, blah. But I told you, I said, you deserve a bonus this year, in like a Christmas one. And
oh,
I'm not making
nice.
A Christmas vacation thing.
Uh-huh.
So I gave him a nice gift because I said, I appreciate all the behind the scenes crap that you do.
But like when you say that, don't you secretly want to?
No. Dude, I'm at the point now where, like, when I go to Christmas, like, I'll come back, I'll go there with boxes full, and I'll come back with one, and
okay.
I'm fine yeah. with it.
You know what? I can kind of see your point because I catch hell from my peoples, my tribe,
yeah,
because they're like, you don't update your Amazon list. I'm like, I really don't want anything. Like, you don't have to give me anything for Christmas.
Yeah.
The trick of Christmas is fellowshipping and free time.
I agree.
It's my motto.
Yeah.
So I don't have to have a gift.
I have enough stuff.
Wow.
But it's the thought that counts.
Well, I thought about you. And
yeah. Well, I was thinking
you don't
about
have
you.
To get me nothing back. And we won't even do it on the air like we used to do. That was kind of a
well,
waste.
Well, that's kind of fun. I remember I painted a picture for you.
That was kind of like, hey, everybody, listen to us get stuff.
I painted a picture of the cardinal that crashes in the window.
Oh, yes.
Because it was like really disturbing. But now I know why it kept coming to me, because I was going to be hit with something.
Oh, yeah. You remember
it
that?
It was so creepy.
That kept happening over and over.
It just kept hanging outside the window, and then it took its life.
Yeah, that was very odd.
It took its own life.
And the same thing happened.
It was saying in Bird, we didn't know it at the time, if you play Sublime again during the Freeform lunch, I'm going to jump, Paige.
I love it.
Yeah, it's the new one, though.
It's the new one. It's with Rome.
Sonata. No, Rome is out. Come on.
Rome is out?
Yes. Oh. Do you know who's fronting Sublime?
Who?
Bradley Knoll's son, Jacob Knoll.
And so the new
it's just in so time the, for the first Knoll.
The new album that's coming out is, from what they're saying, is basically going to be like a tribute to his dad. You know,
is
maybe
that the
they'll
name of the
read
album? The first Knoll, Knoll saying?
That I don't know.
Knoll saying
first Knoll.
Seminole win.
I think it's kind of cool.
The bird would land sometimes the way he would just stare at Paige.
It was
how
so
it could sit on that
disturbing.
Tiny seal or window seal. And it would sit there and look right at Paige. And it was a red cardinal, so they already say that's kind of the white squirrel of here, you know. Like
I looked out the window, and there were, like, red cardinals all over the place when my mother was in the hospital.
Look, there's Lou Brock.
And it was, rolling down. And it was just like, to me, I look back and think that was a sign that you're going to go through a lot of stuff, but you're going to be okay. You're going to get through it.
I was always looking for his like balls. Like, where are the balls on a bird?
Right.
Very hard to find.
I just found them on the neighbor's dog. Looking for, oddly yeah. enough.
I just found them on the neighbor's dog the other day.
Not to priest. You found them?
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah. You know, that boy asked me recently, he said, you ever see your how can I say this? You ever seen your donkey engorge? That's what he asked me. And I said, you know what? We went on the one of the cameras and pulled the little feed there where one day he was
sporting.
Looking for some action.
Oh, I got another question.
Are there any females around that you like in heat maybe down the road?
No. Huh.
I bet your donkeys, assuming they have...
Only have one donkey.
Okay.
Donkey.
Let me ride out.
I assume the donkey would maybe like some Balls McButter.
Oh, my God. Are you going to supply?
No.
I might get them going. I know where you can get some.
Let me show Paige.
Yeah.
I want to see, just for science purposes.
Right.
All right, I'll show you from a distance, and I'm going to zoom in, okay? And I can't put this on social media. I found out yesterday, I've made a joke on Instagram. And I think it fed to Facebook as well. And I got not community guideline, but like a warning, like,
don't do it again.
Don't do that again. Okay, so there it is from a distance. And then.
She don't have to qualify for us.
Oh, wow.
He's hung like a donkey.
Look at him.
Does it make you wish you met a man that was, you know, walking around?
I don't want a man like that has it hanging down.
Come on.
But look, if it was upside down, it's like Loch Ness Monster, doesn't it?
How does that feel to have something like...
I haven't never touched it.
You can't run. If you have something like... Well, I have boobs, so I guess it's the same thing. But if something like that, that's whipping around if you're trying to run.
I don't think it's whipping nowhere. It looks pretty rigid from this.
I know.
It literally looks like a five-legged donkey.
He needs, like, a support because he can't run with that thing.
That sucker's exposed to weather, too, so it's just like...
I feel bad for Banjo.
It's hanging out in the elements.
And again, not being gross, is just kind of like, you know, medical stuff. But like, you know, with most animals, with boy animals down there, like the hair will, you know, they don't have pubic hair. They have just regular fur, so it's not different. And it grows all over everything, right? Like with the cows, you will see like where the hair goes down to where the crest of the secretion of bodily fluid.
Nice.
So, but the donkeys don't have that. Like, they have, like us.
They don't have a happy trail?
Mm-mm.
They got a mohawk all the way down their back, too.
I got a goat like that.
Do they have testicles or just the appendage?
See, you don't see any low-hanging fruit, right? You just see, like, the trunk of the tree.
The baseball bat.
Plus, a goat's nuts are the consistency of a fur, almost.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, they would never get cold, and they're big too. Big, very big.
Yeah, like they. I mean, the donkey though, it's like, you know, like a they are a horse in a degree in a sense.
It's just when the good Lord was making nuts of all different kinds, he really had to consider animals always outside, and humans always covered up.
You know? Yeah, yeah. That's why when people were stuck outside, they'd kill animals and take their packages. Wearing a donkey jacket today.
She is.
She is.
And she's got a dookie rope with nuts on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
She took her old truck nuts and put their nut nuts now.
Neck nuts.
Well,
what do you call them if they chin nuts?
Here's a shocking international story.
Your mouth.
People that have received IVF to have a baby.
Vitro.
Did you know that there are 197 children born from a sperm donor with a dangerous cancer-causing gene, and this is a European donor. So in Europe, this person carried a cancer linked to a genetic mutation that went undetected for years.
Okay.
So now these people have all this problems, health problems.
Undetected, because I was going to say, wouldn't they knock you out of a screening process if you got bad swimmers?
You would think that they would do that.
Unless you're like that. Remember that one documentary that I watched several years ago, I told you about, where it was a guy who was a doctor at a sperm bank, essentially, and he got tired of paying people to come in and make donations. So he was supplying all the donations to this one doctor. And come to find out, he had, I want to say, a couple hundred kids. He was the father of. Jeez. Lied about everything. I was on Netflix, but yeah, like, and he was an older dude, so dude was in there like all day long, just raffling off.
It's just, and he could mix to whichever ones he wanted to mix to.
Yeah, and then secretly knew he was the father when, you know, they were told, oh yeah, the father is this, that, or the other, you know.
So this is linked
wild, though,
to
man.
Breast cancer, and that the vast majority of children who have this particular gene will develop cancer at some point.
You know, you reminded me of a story I saw yesterday, so I want to look it up real quick to make sure it wasn't a joke. Because
dream up log.
No, there was a
my B log.
Oh, okay. It's not a joke, but it's a year old. So they had two white people had a black baby, and then she said it was because of her ancestors. Like, evidently, this is a real story. A white woman gave birth to a black baby with her white husband. Can you see the kid?
And it wasn't like the baby was...
Yeah, the kid's obviously black.
Changed at birth in the...
Well...
Man, come on.
You know, that's a meme, sure. I mean, it's not a meme, but like it certainly would, you know...
And this, like, that's what it became, it turned into.
But. So what's your, what's your first thought? Yeah.
She cheated?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. But poor thing, it may not have.
But it may not have been that way, you're right.
And he's like, man, like, what
if
do
he,
I,
if
what
he
do
saw
I
the baby coming out like that.
She doesn't even look like the mother, though.
Well, I came out yellow, so I don't know what my dad thought. Jaundice.
Yeah, I'm sure jaundice was the first thing that came to his mind.
She in the war? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, they were in Tennessee. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
thank him for his service.
The mom says she has African-American DNA that skips generations. But nobody knows any kind of, like, update to it or what happened.
That's wild. Because even with, like, medical stuff, sometimes they'll skip three generations, but they rear their ugly head back in. You know, I should share this. I had a... not a doctor, but it's somebody with a medical background. They're like a trainer type. And we were talking the other day about, you know, all the technology and all the crap now. I said, you imagine with all the AI stuff, if anybody's ever sat down and asked, hey, do you know the cure for cancer? He's like, I did that, actually. And I was like, really? He said, yeah. He said, it made more sense what AI said than any doctors has ever said, that we call all these different diseases cancer.
Yeah.
All these carcinomas, all these different, and it's like saying the flu and AIDS is the same thing. Like, you can get cancer, you can get skin cancer, you might live. My mom had cancer in her leg, got it removed. That's not what killed her. But my dad died of lung cancer. I had a grandfather that died from bone cancer, you know, which is one of the worst.
Serious.
Kind. But all cancers aren't created equal. So to say you're going to cure cancer is like saying going to cure illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the flu shot. Like, you get a flu shot, but, you know, different strains of the flu.
Yeah, so it's like it just makes – it's kind of like flu COVID, you know.
You
yeah.
don't want cancer to get in your lymph nodes or anything that would cure your body.
I don't want it on nothing. I want a cat bones. That can smell it, keep it away from me.
Like, I don't know
I'll bring Elvis in, see if he can
get cancer.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The best. Best. Damn.
Darn.
Damn.
Darn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Dim Audio.
If you send us or tag us in some audio that we use, we would say hello to you on the radio. So the best way to do that is, for instance, and tag us both just to make it equal.
Please.
Like, if you want to just tag Fatboy, you could do so at Fatboy933.
Or if you wanted to tag Mattman, you could do so at O-Matthew, M-A-F-F-E-W.
What's easier, to change my name on social media to O-Mattman or just change my name on here to Matthew?
Oh, I see. I can never call you that because it's reserved.
I don't want to lose my verification.
Yeah, that too.
What are you more comfortable with, Mattman?
You know, Paige, they're two different people. They really are. They really are two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you try to tell Ron Simmons Dern to his face and tell
Dern.
Me how that goes.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Have you ever participated in a Christmas cantata?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, I have.
Not yet.
Many times.
Not yet.
I've been a shepherd's boy. I've been just a regular caroler. And you remember at Wade Hampton High School, that time I went out in my underwear with the N written on my ass, and I bent over it then. Because it was a pair of BVDs, and that was my... literally,
that was you?
That happened. I've got photographic evidence.
That's so cute.
I want the video. It's got to be a video of that.
This kid, 3 years old, was just tired and tired of his mother telling him to sing louder. So he took her up on that.
Well, you do. You can't stop the song.
He literally was going full dinosaur the whole way through it. Didn't want to give it too long. But, he's in the very beginning. And I assume that's a parent that's videoing the thing. And he's looking right at the parent, just looking right at him, screaming right at him, the lyrics to whatever that was.
Poor
and I was
child.
In the church, too. Oh,
I could see him, like, his face just yelling.
Yeah.
You,
3 years old.
That's great.
Too young to be on stage, I say.
Really is. I mean, we're trying to objectify the kids, trying to make them famous.
Right.
Too early. All right, this is a dad who's, you know, doing some household repairs. That's what dads do.
Oh, household.
Yeah. That's what they like to, you know, get their elbows a little dirty. Unless it comes to ceiling fans and changing light bulbs and the ceiling fans. And, well, then you just lose your mind like this dad did.
Oh, damn, it's f***ing hell hole. I hate this house. I hate everything about this f***ing place. I despise this f***ing house, man. You're a f***.
He called his son and the ceiling fan that broke.
A blank blanker?
No, a word that rhymes with rock.
Yeah, blank blanker.
just the word. Yeah.
Why? That's weird.
It's the first thing
That's
he thought
what, you know, if if you ever around me and I'm really mad, my cussing won't make sense. That's how you'll know that I'm at my limit.
It's like...
Yeah.
I have three levels. The first one's just, you know, just kind of normal pissed, you know, moderate cussing. Middle one, you might hear, like, the upper level, the middle, you might hear a GD. Because that's like, that's I hate it, but...
You always go there? It's like...
It's like my subconscious is letting those around me know he's really mad.
Yeah, if you get to that.
But then the other one is when my cussing doesn't make any sense. Like I start calling you up. Frick.
Like you're
Dick Dastardly.
Your upper echelon where you drop that one, like I figure would be like Paige's upper echelon for a certain word, but she said it. Just like in casual conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That certain word females don't like.
I hate that word.
But you'll say it, I hate when females say this.
But she can use it.
Yeah, but like she just will casually drop
it. A man can't really, right? It's kind of like, you know.
It's used a lot. And to be honest with you, I've heard women use it a lot more than dudes.
The stupid C word is not very
When
nice.
You're at the candy store and you see a box of Runts, does it catch you off guard and then bother you for a moment?
Yeah. Just like Lance said it, like, huh?
I can understand that one.
What?
I see what you did there, Wonka. You want to take over?
I'll take over now.
Pop one in.
This was the one that was contributed to by a contributory. Where's his name at? If you run poison control, which I have so many questions about that. Like, do you work in the industry? Do you are you a roadie for the band? You keep them under lock and key? I don't know.
See, Mr. Yuck?
This song right here is by a new and up-and-comer by the name of Randy Wild. And I love this song.
Snuggled in close after a night of passion. Oh. 15 minutes of non-stop action. But now I'm all wet. This patch ain't so grand. And you're laying on my head. I'm sleeping on the wet patch. And you're snoring like a freight train. People think we're a good match. But I'm wondering who's to blame. We were lost in the moment, thought we'd hit the peak. But now I'm swimming solo in a puddle so bleak.
Oh, gross.
You're sprawled out like a beast while I'm left in this mess. I'm sleeping on the wet patch. And you're snoring like a freight train. People think we're a good match. But I'm wondering who's to blame. I'm sleeping on the wet patch. And you're snoring like a freight train.
Snoring like a freight train.
People think we're a good match. But I'm wondering who's to blame.
The great Randy Wild.
All right, I'll give it up to you. I must have got distracted doing something else. And
well, you know, when you have some good, passionate sex, you'll sweat. And then, you know, usually somebody will lay on the other side. And sometimes you get stuck in the wet patch.
How bad is it?
Depends on how passionate
they
got.
That was really bad. Like,
but he got excited over, like, I'm going to write a song about this.
Sleeping in the wet patch. I love it.
Sweating is something to lay with.
Yeah, it happens. It really does. That's why a quick shower afterwards is nice.
It is.
Go ahead and change the sheets while you're up.
That was good. I don't know what happened as far as I go.
Well, it's all thanks to people in poison control.
I put down a sex towel or something if you got a problem.
A sex towel? That's like having a freaking...
That makes it sound worse.
Well, it's like having a jackrabbit. You're all God.
Basically.
I told you what I tell you.
Yeah, I said stop it. Hey, speaking of...
Let
me find a transition here. I always go back to this same example, but it's very startling. When Coach Sweeney, when Dabo said that many of his players, he referenced Muhammad Ali to his team. This is several years ago.
Yep.
Many of them looked around like they didn't know who Muhammad Ali was. And I was like, my gosh, there's no hope for the future if people forget that soon. So I want you to know there is hope out there. This young lady right here, I believe 4 or 5 years old, this doesn't have to do with Muhammad Ali. It has to do with another historical figure that, Lord, I hope we don't forget. She hasn't, certainly.
Learn about in school.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. What'd he do?
He died for our sins.
No, that was...
So there you go. They will not remember.
Hang on. What was... I got to get the name again.
Martha Lucker King Jr.
Come on, kid. You got to...
Learn about in school.
Martha Lucker King Jr.
Martha Lucker King Jr. What'd he do?
He died for our sins.
No, that was...
I mean, you're partially there.
Yeah.
He did unfortunately pass away. You got that part right.
Yep.
You nailed the last part of the name.
Got the junior part right.
And you remember Jesus, you know, somewhat, so.
Yes. So it all, you know, it works out in the wash, I suppose.
I guess.
Hey, you say what you want, but have you ever been in a town where they've had a Jesus treat?
Look at that.
I just moved away from the microphone as I dropped it.
A Jesus.
Like, there's, you know what I'm saying with that. You know, Jesus gets one day. Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, look, Jesus Mate, come on.
Yes.
That was some divine intervention.
Well. He kind of flattened off there toward the end, but he was real good during the season. Jesus, my day.
I'm going to
take us home.
Yeah, I'm going to close this out with, you know.
I'll link that for those that are asking on my whatever, Instagram or something.
Put it in your story.
Mm-hmm.
The colonoscopy lady from last week. Colonoscopy only take 20 minutes. She's back.
And, she's great.
Well, she's all about the females. She's talking about the colonoscopy. Now she's wanting you to check the top half. And we're talking about the big M word.
Memories.
Big mashing, like you said earlier.
Yeah, memory mashings.
Ladies, well, you just could be dudes, too.
Yeah.
You have gynecomastia or whatever.
Yeah. And that would be the worst. I mean, not the worst. It is far worse. But, like, just, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, she puts a song to it, too, so. You know her presentation. Here she is.
Mine hum, should not have any lum. Squish them now. Oh, hey, did you guys know that breast cancer being one of the most common cancer in the world? And it's not just being for women and girls. If you being having chet, you can be having cancer of the breast. That's right. Breast cancer being affecting everybody. So if you being having discharge, lump, or pain, maybe that not being okay, and you need to be going having M-A-M-M-O-G-R-A-M. You should get a mammogram. Mammogram being a gentle booby slam. We take an x-ray of your breasts. They're really simple tests. And we not being having breast cancer protection. And that's why important for early detection. So if you being having family history, or you being about 40, shorty, you better squish you booby, my friend. This message would be brought to you by Motivation.
Wow. Boy. You better switch to your booby,
my
friend.
I just told some really bad news because I'm crying right now because that was so funny. God, that was good.
Squish them.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, man. Lord. Live from CarlRobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, it's 2 weeks to Christmas. And famous people with birthdays today, happy birthday.
Or
Suck it.
Suck it. Don't have music for this first lady. Though I could have played the NFL music, Pigskin Picks. Because her husband is the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
You're talking about Debbie Allen.
Nope.
No.
What that would have been.
Who's Josh's wife?
I don't know.
Haley Steinfeld. She was in Hawkeye.
Yeah, she was the arrow shooter with Jeremy Renner.
She was in one of the Spider-Mans.
Damn, that's his wife?
Yep.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yep.
She's pretty.
They got married this past offseason,
I believe. She looks young, though. I mean, like, you know, that kind of girl where she looks too young that even if she is of age, I'm not... she's 29.
Josh Allen really likes her. He talks about her all the time.
Well, I mean, she's... I mean, when you see those two together, like, you're like, okay, he's an athlete and is wealthy. But then she's an actor and is wealthy. That's a power couple.
Yeah. Plus, if you're a woman her size, she's petite, and you married a guy who's 6'5", probably 230, 235.
Yeah.
Is that exciting for you to, as a woman? You get to crawl all over
the dude? Like tall guys.
Yeah.
Do you like, you know...
Muscles? Yes.
No, he means... Remember that donkey picture I showed you earlier?
I like him just right. Not too big, not too little. Just right.
Look at that.
I know how you like your porridge. You always eating that porridge. Let's say... we've already said her age.
Yeah, she is 29 years old.
Yeah. Actually, I Googled it and said it. I forgot we were playing a game.
This is more so for the elder millennials listening and in the room. This is the Boy Meets World theme song because it's Ryder Strong's birthday. He was Sean on Boy Meets World.
That's another one of those videos, the AI videos, where they show the cast members walking side by side with their old and new self. Topanga. God dang it, boy.
She's good looking.
What, like, one of the few...
big Lamb of God fan, too, she is.
But just...
in wrestling.
I didn't know she was in a fraternity. She, just lovely. Lovely.
Nice
lovely
girl.
Person.
Big Mark, too. Big Mark. Maybe not a smart Mark, but Super Mark for sure.
And I didn't know Mr. Feeney was still alive. I thought he was dead.
He's 93 or 4, I believe.
Because this video series shows if they're dead, they have angel's wings to signify that they're gone, which is kind of creepy. Because when they did the one for Ferris Bueller and they showed the principal, he had angel wings. I'm like, wrong. No.
Bueller.
He needs a tail and a pitchfork. Paige, you go first on this one. What do you say? I'm thinking 34. I'll jump ahead.
Okay, 40.
Ryder Strong is 46 years old today.
619, Rey Mysterio.
Which is the area code San Diego where he's from.
619.
This is Rey Mysterio's birthday.
619.
Dirty Dom's daddy.
You know.
Dom's fun.
That's one of the most... come from behind success stories in the history of professional wrestling is Dominic Mysterio. Just wrote him off like he was nothing.
Yep.
Everybody did.
And he took it upon himself to make himself interesting.
Dude.
And it worked.
He's incredibly good. I'm shocked at how good he is.
Yeah, his ring work got a lot better like along the way.
And am I?
Never should have took the mask off.
It wasn't his choice, though.
No.
What do you say?
I will say Ray Ray is, you know, I just thought Rihanna probably doesn't like the name Riri. I will say that Ray Ray Mysterio is
54.
He is 51 years old today, Ray Mysterio. Let's cue this up.
We were the same age for a little bit. That's crazy. He was 50.
50 years old.
50 years old.
A kick, a punch, and then a kick.
Over under is even two. Can you guess this and this crewer and two guesses?
All right, I know Tommy's already had a birthday. I'm going to go with the lesser thought of. Current?
Yeah.
Mick Mars.
Nope.
Nikki.
It is Nikki Six's birthday. Got it in two.
Paris, France.
Yeah, less than two, actually. Of Motley Crue and 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Gold, gold, gold.
Yeah. Gosh, I know.
Is there when Ozzy allegedly snorted the ants, urine-covered ants at the hotel pool?
Oh, man. Sharon Osbourne's going to write a book that I think that I would maybe read or listen to at least.
Yeah, I like audiobooks.
Yeah, I would like to hear that. Like, you know, how, you know, they kind of lived a gimmick that became real life and, you know, the last moments of his life and all that. It's kind of kind of touching. 59 years old. No, he's in the 60s. 63.
Okay.
I'm locking in on 63.
He's locked in. He's is that your final answer?
67.
He is 67 years old.
I should have let her go first. It comes to... She musicians with big hogs, Paige knows them.
She got a whole book of them. Told you earlier in the show, it's this lady's birthday today.
Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. Oh, the bad word.
God, you actually told us her age, too, I think.
Yeah, let's see if you remember.
And it was she was not 90 yet. I do remember that. I'm going to go with one of my favorites. That's 88.
Marty!
Okay, 90. Marty.
She's 81 years old. I thought she'd be a lot older.
Some blankin' pie. Sorry.
81 years old for Brenda Lee.
I like that song the way I like that AC/DC song. It's fun. Misheard lyrics and whatnot.
I like when they're explained too. Like, nah, I'm pretty sure I know what I heard.
I'm going to come over here and kick your punkin' ass.
No music for this guy. He did run for president. He was unsuccessful. So I can't play Hail to the Chief for him.
Jeb Bush.
No. But his wife comes from ketchup money.
Oh, Teresa Hines or John Kerry.
John Kerry's birthday. He was Obama's Secretary of State. I think he retired now. Hope so. Because Brenda Lee was 81.
Yep. I'm going to use that as somewhat of a clue and say he is also 81.
He's a Vietnam vet.
82.
He is 82 years old today. John Flippin' Carey. Look, do a little check.
She's not.
Let's go a Broadway legend. Famous for West Side Story.
I can't tell you a single one. Paige, name a Broadway legend.
Rita Moreno.
That's exactly whose birthday it is.
Oh, my, see? Good job.
She's probably
There's
the only
like
one.
A handful of like legends.
And I remember her more from Oz.
Yeah, I remember her from West Side Story, definitely.
Well, great
she
movie.
Was also in Fame, which they've made like 100 times.
Love her.
Yeah, I think she still works. Long career.
I think I saw her at the Peace Center.
Is she related to Omar Moreno? Do we know?
Who's good looking at every stage of her life.
It says here a distant cousin is Dan Marino.
Should have went to Clemson, Dan Marino, but you got homesick.
Laces out. Paige, how old is... Rita or Marina or whichever. Who else?
God.
You know 80, you did.
88?
Okay. I'm going to go with it. No, she would miss it on purpose now because she's trying to signal. 85.
Rita Moreno is 94 years old. And she don't look it at all.
She's beautiful.
Happy heavenly birthday. We got one today.
Lamb chops.
No, Nick's sister Terry Garr would have been 81 years old today. Tootsie, Mr. Mom, Young Frankenstein.
Yep. She's got MS now, right? Well, she passed.
Yeah, last year she passed away. But she did have the MS. And she was Phoebe's mom on Friends. I forgot about that.
I wonder if she was related to Ralph Garr of the Atlanta Braves.
Or the Fish.
Ralph the Fish.
Garr.
Folks. Oh,
you remember the brothers on the Swamp People would always fish for gar?
God, yeah. They're like, they said it was worse than carp.
And I forgot the brothers, but one of them passed away.
Was it the they were like twins, but one was kind of what you would call slow.
Yep, they lived together, and that's what they ate every night. They had to go catch the gar.
Go catch a gar fish.
God, I forgot their names.
You know what's crazy is when we were on in New Orleans, they may have listened to us and we didn't even know.
God, they could have. What happened to, come on, what happened to DJ in Bucktown or Christy who had the threesome with her sister? Christy and Homa.
Well, I mean, may not have internet access to be able to.
I'm not trying to say Homa with an accent. That's the name of the city.
Right. It's like short for Oklahoma. Oh, my.
Oma.
Isn't that what Italians call their grandmothers? Oma?
Oma.
That's what Bostonians call it.
Bostonians.
Mr. Garcia Parra.
Okay. Noma! What does Opa mean? That's something. I've been to a festival where there's nationalities being celebrated, and we did the Opa!
Like, is that Greek? That?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. I knew we were breaking plates. Folks, you try to break a plate at a clock restaurant, they'll show you the door.
Yeah.
All Greeks are not created equal.
Just rip it in half.
Really not. Jimmy the Greek, for instance. Folks, Jimmy the Greek will not be appearing at the Greenville Greek Festival. I just read that. He's dead, that's why.
And his name comes up a lot, especially with Brent Musburger.
Jimmy the...
He always references Jimmy the Greek.
Tomorrow is Friday, and you're probably saying, are they going to play some FOF stuff 2 weeks before Christmas? No, it's going to be closer than 2 weeks to Christmas. Listen to this.
Fat piece of s*** went by my sign that says closed for cleaning, and then went in the damn bathroom and got the damn bathroom all dirty again. I hope you get f***ing hepatitis, you fat ass motherfucker.
Oh.
Was he talking about Santa Claus?
I hope not.
Or Blitzen, who's nice. Known for... going in and tearing up a bathroom.
Or the other southern reindeer.
Donner. Yeah. Well, we talked to Donner earlier.
Yeah, we did,
we
boys.
We sure did. Get today's podcast. It's on all the streaming apps.
Listen to it for real. Download it.
Listen to it. Shout out to people in Texas. We're huge in Texas right now.
And Half Moon Bay, too.
Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we love your fashion. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby, bye.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.